This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What about, though, the fact that the president seems liberated? And this is about Democratic politics, so I'm not asking you to criticize here. But he was acquitted. His poll ratings are high.
There was no acquittal. You can't have an acquittal unless you have a trial. You can't have a trial when you have witnesses and documents. So he can say he's acquitted, and the headlines can say acquitted. But he's impeached forever, branded with that, and not vindicated. And even the senators were saying, yes, it wasn't right.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to, of course, that's Nancy Pelosi, lamenting that President Trump was indeed acquitted. Now, old news, right? Old news to a degree, but what it just goes to show you, quite frankly, with a Speaker of the House who won't admit that the president was acquitted of crimes that he didn't even commit, that he never should have been charged with, is a sign of the moral decay of our time. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Moral decay. There are people who want a socialist, a communist in the White House, a guy whose campaign says they would stick people like us in gulags. They would as soon kill us as to look at us. They beat us down. Did you see the story about some Florida couple running kids off of bikes, running them off the road? They caught them, but they were running kids off the road. You want to know why? Because those kids had a flag that said Trump. Look, I've seen, if two kids or whatever number of kids are riding along with a Barack Obama flags flying on their bikes, I wouldn't want to hit them. I don't think any of you would either. Moral decay. And it all has come about because of our education system. People believe universities are the panacea, that it is the cure-all of everything, all the ills of America, when in fact, it's indoctrination. And we hear that term all the time, and we think, and some may think I'm overstating it, but we're not even talking about good indoctrination, like good parenting, for example. We're talking about indoctrination that is making kids believe that the past is horrible, that America should be ashamed of itself, that we have nothing to be proud of, and that, quite frankly, all of us should be dead for the way that we treated the planet, the way that we treated black people, the way that we treated women, and on and on and on. Mark Stein, I'm paraphrasing from an article, but it says, if public education is secularly radicalized, if the four horsemen of Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google manipulate social media and impose censorship on those holding conservative and biblical worldview, thereby setting in motion systematic violations of law, subsequently anarchy. If Bill Maher, Howard Stern, and Ellen DeGeneres are society's guiding lights, illuminating customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits in America's adolescence, if the latest du jour celebrity sex tape is America's infatuation, then what's it mean to be a conservative? What's it mean to be a Republican? When those are the things that are driving public interest. And so when we talk about getting off of Facebook, which is something we've been telling people, look, stop giving your money to Facebook. Go look for friends or whatever, and then come over and share your political ideology at TeaPartyCommunity.org. It isn't over some nonsense. It's because we need an alternative. Look, we know that the social consciousness is being set by the enemy. And you know what we still do? We stay on the enemy. Oh, boy. Bernie Sanders, folks. He's not going to win. But Democrats will one day get a younger, more polished Bernie Sanders who will. Yeah, that's the problem. Anyway, the irony that Bernie Sanders wants a $15 minimum wage, but then you look at his tax plan and he reduces people's take-home pay to less than what they would get with the current minimum wage. That's the Bernie Sanders plan. And what Bernie wants to do is he wants to tax you to pay for everything, and then he says it's free. He has the nerve to tell you that it's free. This is a man who says, I'm going to tax the daylights out of you so you can have all this free stuff. And you know what the sad part is? Bernie doesn't get it. Neither do any of these other people. And you know when somebody doesn't get what taxing you and giving you free stuff is? It's because they aren't footing the bill. They're not the ones reaching for the check at the restaurant going, I'll take care of that. They're the ones waiting for you. Bernie Sanders, if he ever goes to lunch or dinner with you, I don't care how much money he makes, he is not going to reach for that check. It's not within him. Bernie's taxes, you know, to pay for everything is give me that give the government your check, and then I'll give you free stuff. Just, it's interesting, folks. Anyway, welcome again to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Bernie Sanders, folks, is the anti-candidate, and yet he sits atop the perch of the Democratic Party. Democrats, and I've said this many, many times, folks, they should be embarrassed to have this man on their ticket. The anti-candidate. He promises more free stuff than Santa Claus, and what he can deliver is equally mythical. But Sanders proves the state of the union where no logic or reason applies. Far too many people believe in socialism in this country. They believe in getting something for nothing. Look, I get it. We got to build roads. We got to build bridges. We have to fund airports. Even bus stations. Well, I don't, you know, anything that's for the public good, I get. But there's a limit to what the public should expect and what we have to deliver. There should be a limit. Now, I've already explained, and I'm not going to go into it ad nauseum, why Bernie Sanders cannot and will not win the presidency. He will be lucky to get through his convention despite being the so-called front runner. Things change quickly with the Democratic Party. The only thing that concerns the Democrats right now about Bernie Sanders is how strong is his base? Do we really lose a lot of people if Bernie doesn't get it? Because he's not a shoe-in. I know you say, well, who can overtake him? It's not going to be Buttigieg. I'm going to explain that later in the program. Buttigieg is not going to win. Nobody is going to do any. Buttigieg lost already, I promise you. And I will prove it to you this show. So hang in there. I'm going to explain how politics works and what Buttigieg did wrong. Who might be able to overtake him?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bloomberg ran a commercial that said, Trump cheats at golf. And President Trump tweeted, Bloomberg cheats at mini golf. And I have to tell you, I could, if I had been drinking something, it would have come out of my nose. See, that's the way to respond to stuff. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Can I just explain to you how great of a comeback that was? Wow. Trump cheats at golf. Trump tweets, Bloomberg cheats at mini golf. Mini Mike, right? Little bitty Bloomberg. Everybody's making fun of him, including Elizabeth Warren, who decided to criticize Bloomberg's height. I don't know if you guys heard this. She criticized his height. Yeah. What did she say? Because we got to get into more of this Sanders stuff in a second, but let me tell you what she said. Let me get those notes out. So here's what Elizabeth Warren said. She made a joke about his height. She says she painted Bloomberg to be a replica President Trump during his first debate performance. Took a page from the 45th President's playbook while addressing supporters in Seattle. And she says, I want to talk specifically for just a minute about the top at the top about a threat that is coming our way. And it's a big threat. Not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg. Elizabeth Warren trying to get her shots in. Good for her. She's toast. But you know what? She might make a comeback. I told you guys the other day, they might all get together in a cabal and go against old Bernie. Anyway, back to what made Trump's quip so good is, number one, mini Mike, mini golf. You criticize my golf, I'll criticize your mini golf. But here's what Trump didn't do. He didn't defend cheating at golf. If he defends it, then he's trying to defend being a cheater. The more you try to defend being a cheater, the more of a cheater you appear to be. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, Bloomberg, what are you going to say? How are you going to come back to that? That's quick. That's a guy who says, I'm ready to fight. That's a guy who continues to hone his skills. Let me tell you something, people. If you don't think President Trump is ready to fight, you haven't watched the Mueller investigation. You haven't paid attention to Ukraine and impeachment. You've been asleep at the wheel. This dude has sharpened his blades to where he cuts you and you can't even see the wound. You're dead on your feet. I'm talking about Bernie Sanders proving that the left has no logic, no reason. People that should be embarrassed to have this man anywhere associated with the Democrats. When Bernie Sanders was considering himself a socialist or an independent, Democrats were better off. They're too stupid to even say, we don't want this guy. But how did that happen? All these kids who believe in socialism, all these people, these young adults, it's been taught. And let me tell you how I know it's been taught. Let's get that clip. There's a girl who's talking about why she's going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Why are you voting for Bernie Sanders?
So essentially, everybody who wants their school loans repaid will vote for Bernie. So Bernie gets these groups that are coming. I mean, let's talk about this girl for just a second. She's got $226,000 of debt. Now, some of that you don't even know about because she probably got some form of help that went to the college. But to get a degree in speech pathology, and I'm not by any means saying that a speech pathologist isn't a great career, et cetera, et cetera. But are you going to go $226,000 in debt for that degree? I wouldn't. I would take an internet correspondence course. I'm not downplaying the level of what it takes to be a speech pathologist, but I'll tell you this, I wouldn't pay $226,000 plus for that degree. What would you do? Look, you want to get an engineering degree, you want to get even to be honest, some of those degrees, you don't need to pay that kind of money. I've already said, and people know my stance on this. Half of the money that is spent in college should never be spent. If this girl was to concentrate on speech pathology, if she were to concentrate on speech pathology, she could get that degree for probably $50,000. And I'm being generous. There are people who will teach you how to be a speech pathologist. I'll be blunt. I'm going to be brutally blunt here. I could probably go on the internet, find out everything I need to know about speech pathology, hire a tutor who would work with me on the things that the gaps of what I'm missing, because I have a lot of what I need to be a speech pathologist. One of them is my inability to speak right now. No, one of them is just the command of the English language, the ability to enunciate, for example. And so I might have to learn some nuances, but I will tell you this. I don't need to spend $226,000 to be a speech pathologist. This goes to the cost of education in general. Bernie says, let's just wipe it out. Let's give it away for free. Yeah, and let's keep it at the same level. Let's let professors make the money they make, I was at, somebody was telling me, professors don't make that much money, man. I'm like, well, somebody better tell Elizabeth Warren $350,000, $400,000 to teach one class. That's a lot of coin. So, look, I'm not, he's an adjunct professor. He's this or he's that. Do you really need all these professors? Do you really need all that goes into academia, places that have multi-billion dollars of endowments and still receive federal funding? How do these schools have these massive endowments and still get federal funding? You know, why hasn't anybody checked these schools on how they raise their tuition based on the rate of inflation? If anybody looked at this, they would accuse these schools of usury. I think I told you guys the other day, from 1982 to 2007, the cost of college education has gone up 439% pro rata, meaning what the same education you got in 1982 in 2007 cost you 439% more in today's dollars. So, you know, I mean, it's adjusted for today's dollars, and you're paying 400% more for something that you get that's worse than what it was in 1982. And that's what we pay for. So is it any wonder that we have idiots like this girl who, hey, I want to vote for Bernie. He's going to give me more money. Democrats should be embarrassed to have Bernie Sanders on their ticket. A dude 40 years past his expiration date, politically speaking. A man who should be banished to live in a communist country of his choice, and yet he sits where Hillary Clinton sat 4 years ago, waiting for a butt-kicking by Donald Trump. A man who praises people like Che Guevara and Castro. A man who honeymoons in the Soviet Union. Seriously, Hawaii or Leningrad? The man can even make good choices for where to consummate his marriage, and he wants to run the country?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to discuss the growing concerns over coronavirus at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, as that's going on during a House hearing on Capitol Hill, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has an update on the coronavirus.
The immediate risk to the American public remains low, but there is now community transmission in a number of countries, including outside of Asia, which is deeply concerning.
Less than 24 hours after the Democratic presidential debate, South Carolina Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn is endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
And nobody with whom I've ever worked in public life is any more committed to that motto, that pledge that I have to my constituents than Joe Biden.
Biden does have a slim lead in the latest polls in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With the leadership of the Bush administration, we really are rebuilding from the worst attack that this nation has ever experienced domestically. In short, we're going to show the free world the undefeatable spirit of New York City, and we are going to bring George W. Bush back for four more years. You have my word on that. Thank you so much.
That was Mayor Michael Bloomberg asking for four more years of some George Bush.
Look, there was a lot of hoopla of Bush at the time of 9/11. Rightfully so. Bush said we were going to go get those turncoat whatevers, right? We were going to bomb them into oblivion. We were going to get them. And we all wanted them to be got. Bush had a 92 or 93% approval rating on 9/12. Now, I will tell you, George Bush was a worthless president in retrospect. People ask me all the time, why didn't you go after Bush? I'm like, I was working. I was doing something completely different. I wasn't politically charged. I wish I had been. It took Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton potentially becoming president to wake me up to just how bad things had gotten. But it was bad before that. And they're right to bring up Bush. But I was younger. Wasn't making as much money, it wasn't affecting me as much. You know, different people have different times that they have their epiphanies. And I had mine later. But Barack Obama did it. But anyway, back to Bloomberg. Bloomberg's praising Bush. They dug this out of the archives. Who knows who did it? Probably Joe Biden's team or somebody. Look at what he said about George Bush. Lord knows Bernie Sanders' team didn't. Those socialists are just waiting for somebody else to do all the dirty work for him. Oh, I'm going to get back to Sanders. The point of playing that Bloomberg clip is to tell you guys that they are walking, talking contradictions, these leftists. Walking, talking contradictions. Bloomberg has said Donald Trump is a great guy. He said Bush deserved four more years. Based on the time that he said it, many of us felt the same way about George Bush. I know I did. I didn't know he was going to be as bad of a president as he was. He shouldn't have served two terms. But who was the alternative? Some nutcase leftist. A total leftist. Not the there's two different types of poison. One that kills you slow, one that kills you quicker. We took the one that kills us slower with George Bush. But I'm glad Gore didn't win, right? I'm glad Kerry didn't win. Are you glad McCain and Romney didn't win? I have to tell you, I am. Not because Obama was bad, but because it took
letting the left be in control for a while so we could finally get to somebody who gives a crap about America. Somebody who isn't a walking, talking contradiction, but who says what he's going to do and he does it. And that's where Donald Trump is. But the Democrats have decided to revert. They want a guy that will promise everything and deliver nothing. Bernie's going to make everything free. And the question is, who's going to pay for it? He doesn't even see the irony of it is not free. Or maybe it's Bernie has this ideology that says, I don't care what you earn, it isn't yours. See, there's an easy way to explain his message. How can something be free when there's labor and things that went into it? There are costs of every product. How can it be free if there's labor that went into it? Well, it's a simple answer. It isn't free. Somebody is incurring a cost. Now, if you want to incur that cost and say no big deal, like for example, raising kids, you incur the cost. You go, it's my cross to bear. It is a decision I made. I'm going to raise these kids and I'm going to pay for them. And up to a certain point, you're like, you know what? It is what it is. I get to enjoy them, so I need to pay for them. Well, maybe so. Are you enjoying government to the degree that you pay for it? Bernie says, yeah. Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and Barack Obama and many others go, well, just the fact that you have roads and bridges, you should be happy that we provided that. It's enough. Bernie released the fact sheet explaining that he paid for these sweeping new government programs through new taxes, massive lawsuits, and he's going to slash spending on the military and some other things that probably you want. And what it was, the reason why Bernie did this is people were complaining. You got a lot of great ideas, Bernie Sanders. You got a lot of stuff that you're going to give away. The real question is, what's it going to cost and who's going to pay for it? Republicans are asking this question. Rival Democrats are about to tear into Bernie like dingoes ripping apart a kangaroo on the Australian in the Australian desert. They are about to rip this dude apart because Bernie, his plans are completely unrealistic. Bloomberg, as bad as he is at selling a concept, Bloomberg is essentially saying, this guy's a lunatic. He's a financial lunatic. There's a reason why, and at some point, Bloomberg's going to say this. I don't know why he doesn't right now. I suspect I know why, because he didn't want to tell you where he got his money. But Bloomberg is essentially saying, look, one of us is a billionaire, and we earned our way, and the other is a millionaire, and he believes he's earned his way. But leave your money to Bernie, and Bernie will do exactly what his name is. He will burn it. He will burn it into the ground. He will be done with your money. So here's what they say. They ask him in a CBS interview, how are you going to pay for this? And here's what he says. I can't rattle off every nickel and every dime. So he put the plan on his website, but they fact-checked it, and they said these measures that Sanders wants to do, it's all conjecture. They said Sanders, he stated without providing details that his Green New Deal would create, get this, 20 million jobs, thus ensuring $2.3 trillion in new income tax revenue. Well, you know what? I've been to that dog and pony show. I've been to it with Barack Obama, where this dude said the Green New Deal was going to create millions of jobs, it was going to create trillions of dollars in revenue, and none of it was realized because it's not going to happen. The whole idea of Green New Jobs is, solar. Well, unless people radiate sunlight, I don't know where the job. Oh, Kevin, we're going to need more solar panels, and we're going to need more solar this or that. You're not going to need how many jobs did he say he's going to create? 20 million? How many windmills do you think he can build? How many hydrogen fuel cells can you make? You're going to go nuclear? How many people do you think it takes to run once the nuclear plant is built? How many people do you think it takes to run it? And I could go on. It's ridiculous. They said, additionally, Sanders promised that by averting climate catastrophe, we will save $2.9 trillion over 10 years, $21 trillion over 30 years, and $70.4 trillion over 80 years. So essentially, he's saying that we'll save $230 billion a year over 10 years, and then it'll get a little better over 30 years, and eventually we'll save about 7/8 of $1 trillion every year. Well, let me help Bernie right now and tell him how he could do that. You could do that right now by just eliminating the trade deficit. Now, I'm not saying that we can't eliminate all the trade deficit. Donald Trump's not trying to eliminate all of the trade deficit. He's trying to make it more fair. If we're $375 billion in a trade deficit to you, China, you must figure out a way to make things more fair. That's way too much. $50 billion a U.S., we understand our economy. Yeah, we want more, we need more, we demand more, whatever. So we're willing to pay a little bit of a premium in the trade imbalance, but we're not going to be $375 billion imbalance. And whatever it is with Canada, Mexico, Japan, North Korea, or any of the G7 countries, or China, you're going to play fair with us. But Sanders gives you this pie in the sky. Well, the climate catastrophe that could come is going to save you almost $1 trillion a year. But he doesn't offer any proof. No, as they wrote, no information was provided to validate that assertion. They said, even though Trump's national climate assessment found that it was possible that climate change could reduce the U.S. economy by 10% by the end of the century, meaning, yeah, if we do take measured progress in getting climate, you know, doing green energy and transferring and doing things the right way, we probably will get a boost to our economy. Not anywhere near what these leftist alarmists are trying to make you think it is. Thank you, Greta Thunberg. And so here's Bernie Sanders wanting you to believe, let's just sprinkle some pixie dust on climate change and that'll do it. That'll convince everybody that I'm right, they're wrong. And of course, Bloomberg and many others buy into this. I don't know why. They're smart people. I think that, quite frankly, they see the money in it. I would follow the money on every one of them with this nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took an aisle road. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
He had extensive debate
exactly
with real mock debates with his aides playing all the roles of all the people.
Listen, this was a disaster for Bloomberg. Bloomberg went in as the Titanic, billion-dollar machine Titanic. Titanic meet iceberg Elizabeth Warren. She took him to task in a way that I've never seen in a debate. She took it over. She prosecuted him. But the worst part about it is, for me, a lot of African Americans are placing great hope in Bloomberg. Despite the stop and frisk and all that sort of stuff, you're seeing people trying to move over there. And he just wasn't ready. He was tone deaf on issue after issue. And the reason why, he's not been in those living rooms. He hasn't been doing those town halls. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know. Attacking people for, oh, I have too much money for TurboTax? This is a great answer. A lot of people watching use TurboTax. Mm-hmm. His answer on women was terrible. He got completely destroyed on the NDA question. His answer on stop and frisk was as bad as it could possibly be. And then he basically lied on his answer when it came to redlining. He, on every major thing that people who are looking for a champion, just wanting to see some contrition and some professionalism, he let people down tonight. And he's got to go back to the woodshed and get it from his team and come back better next time.
Bloomberg is a horrible candidate, but I'm going to tell you something. He's going to look a lot better here pretty soon. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't believe the hype. It is not over. Bloomberg is going to buy enough media to stay in this. This is a dude that's got more. There's nothing for him to lose other than his legacy, so to speak. And to be honest with you, when you have the kind of money he has, you don't have to give a crap. What's going to happen if Bloomberg liquidates? He's worth $50 billion. If Bloomberg spends $3 billion, which would be more than the most money spent in any election, if he by himself spends $3 billion, he won't even miss it. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. But Van Jones is telling you is something really funny. Despite all the different supposedly good candidates the Democrats have, blacks want Bloomberg, but he says he doesn't do town halls. He's not in enough living rooms. And I'm telling you, as bad of a candidate as he is, he might win their nomination. He just might. Watch him implode. So Biden, I don't know if you guys have been watching Biden, but it's been horrible what this guy said. Let me let you hear a part of what he says here when he talked about running for the Senate.
South Carolina is going to determine who the next president of the United States is going to be. You really are. You're the ones that sent Bill Clinton to the presidency, and you're the ones that sent Barack Obama to the presidency. And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
This is more than a gaffe machine. This is, a punch-drunk politician way past his prime. Wants to be in the mix. Why? Just because. Just because that's the next step. No, the next step isn't retirement. And this even after he's feathered his nest with every family member, Biden can retire and live a life of luxury off of Hunter. If Hunter could stay off the crack and stop getting prostitutes pregnant, he could live off of his brother, what he did for his brother. He could live off what he did for his sister. And he's doing pretty well for himself, finally getting into seven figures. But it's not enough. Biden wants more. But that's the first thing. Then, I'm just telling you, he's over here going, he doesn't even know what he's running for anymore. But then it's worse. He says, hey, nobody's helping me.
Bernie Sanders, can you stop him? In terms of the momentum he has, the Bloomberg campaign, as you know, is out saying that for moderates like yourselves, he's going to basically end up with an insurmountable delegate lead because of his early success.
I told you I'm not going to play this game with you. I don't know. It's not about who I stop. It's why I'm running. Why I'm telling the people that I should be the next president. Why I'm the best guy to beat Trump. All those other polls you all cite also show I'm the person most likely to beat Trump. I'm the person that, in fact, in those polls, in addition to that, I'm the only one, in terms of the Russians, and all these stuff you've all been reporting, the Russians don't want me to be the nominee. They spent a lot of money on bots on Facebook, and they've been taken down saying Biden's a bad guy. They don't want Biden running. They're not. No one's helping me to try to get the nomination. They have
good
reason.
Who informed you of that? Was it Facebook, or have U.S. intelligence officials told you about some kind of meddling with the campaign?
I have not spoken to the intelligence community, but I think the intelligence community should inform the rest of us who are running what they told Senator Sanders.
And there's no date for that to happen?
Not that I'm aware of.
But you're asking for it.
I think they should.
You should. From what you're seeing, you talked about Facebook. and them alerting you. Is that, am I understanding you
correctly? Well, I was told that there were a lot of bots on Facebook. They've been all taken down. And so they were attacking me.
Being run
fake
by
accounts,
the
yes. And they're taken down. But I don't know who. I didn't get a call from Facebook, but I was told by my staff that's what happened.
Can you stop Sanders? Hey, I'm not going to play this game. I'm just the best guy to beat Trump. I'm going to rest on my laurels. I can't beat all these other people. I'm number 3 or number 4 or number 5 in all the other races, but I'm still the best guy to beat Trump. Here's the conundrum for the Democrats. Biden's still not out. Look, I said he's not going to be their nominee, but you know what? None of them should be, right? So one clown is going to come through the mix, and the question is who? I said Joe Biden's got a problem because Biden is a bonehead. He's a moron. I just played you two clips where the dude doesn't know where he is. He's like, hey, who shot John? What? You want more? I can give you a little more ammunition.
Who in God's name needs 100 rounds and a bullet and a clip with a gun you have?
Who in God's name? Yeah, bullets and guns and what's that on my shoe? Anyway, hey, it's a nice dress you have on there, lady. That dude is a knucklehead. And I'm telling you, he's not out. Here's what's funny. So Biden is, in my mind, theoretically gone, right? He's dismissed. There's no way Biden can win the nomination. You guys have heard me say it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. He might win. He might win. I'm going to probably end up being wrong here. Let me tell you why. As down and out as Biden appears, nobody wants Bernie. Nobody wants Bloomberg. And let's see that head-to-head that everybody keeps talking about. Let's see that head-to-head. The Democrats are going to strategize to put Biden in this thing, man. I'm telling you, it's a desperation move. It's a total desperation. What else are you going to do? You going to let Bernie the Clown win? So they're going, we can't let Bernie. What are we going to do? Biden is the best chance to beat Trump, but he can't even get out of his own way to win the primary, so they're going to have to finagle to let him win. But let's go back to Sanders. He says he's going to raise $3 trillion by making the fossil fuel industry pay for their pollution through litigation, fees, and taxes, and eliminating federal fossil fuel subsidies. So what Bernie Sanders hasn't thought through is all the money that is made off of the fossil fuels industry. You want it? I dare Bernie Sanders and team to add up the amount of federal tax that comes on gasoline, the amount of state tax that comes on gasoline, and shut down all that infrastructure of Mobil, ExxonMobil, and these guys. Go ahead, do it. See what it does to the economy. What an idiot. And look, I'm not telling you keep dinosaur companies around because of the economy. Not at all. I think that there will be an evolution to green energy of some sort. But it's got to be done judiciously, not the way these people do it. And certainly not letting a socialist do it. On health care, he says, although some nonpartisan estimates put the cost of Sanders' Medicare for All proposal over $32 trillion, Sanders' fact sheet doubled down on proposing a menu of financing options that would more than, quote, pay for the program. Among the available options, creating a 4% income-based premium paid by employees, exempting the first $29,000. So you make $29,000, he exempts that. But over that, you're going to pay 4% more. He then wants to impose a 7.5% income-based premium paid by employers, exempting the first $1 million. This guy's stuck in the 1950s where he thinks $1 million. If you're a company making $1 million, if you got employees, you're getting by. You're not getting over. So he says that's going to help protect small businesses. Unbelievable. This guy is so deranged and demented and so out of touch, he has no clue about the real world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.